Sarah Palin, the first ever woman to be named to a Republican presidential ticket, is a staunch social conservative with a colorful persona. But last week's initial media excitement over her surprise choice as Senator McCain's running mate has given way to questions about her experience in national and international affairs. A growing wave of controversy has also surrounded the governor, from word of her unwed teenage daughter's pregnancy to her initial backing of a much-derided federal project in Alaska. Amid the numerous press reports scrutinizing her, Republicans are going on the offensive. At a news conference at the convention site, prominent Republican women said Sarah Palin is being unfairly demonized by what they called biased news media. Former U.S. Treasurer Rosario Marin criticized political commentators who she says have questioned the wisdom of Palin accepting the vice presidential nomination when she has an infant with Down syndrome to care for.
I am offended and insulted that the media has made much to do about that. And how dare she run for vice president when she has a child with a disability?
Earlier, in a conference call with reporters, McCain campaign chairman Rick Davis complained of unfair news media treatment of Governor Palin and the Republican ticket as a whole.
Certainly her record deserves scrutiny, but I think we ought to look at her record, the salacious nature of which these outlets have tried to throw dirt at our candidate have been, inappropriate.
Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama has also received harsh media scrutiny over past comments seen as belittling poor rural Americans, as well as for his relationship with a controversial pastor who, in his sermons, uttered remarks many consider to be anti-American. Palin's address to the Republican National Convention is expected to draw a large national audience. The evening speakers will also include three of Senator McCain's former challengers during the Republican primary season, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. The themes for the night's speeches are reform and prosperity. As with Tuesday's convention speeches, Wednesday's addresses are expected to be highly partisan, drawing sharp contrasts with Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama. At a campaign event in Ohio, Obama responded to Tuesday's Republican convention speeches that questioned his judgment on national security and foreign affairs.
You did not hear a single word about the economy. Not once did people mention the hardships that folks are going through. Not once did they mention, what are we going to do about keeping jobs here in Ohio? Not once did they mention, what are we doing about all these retirees that are losing their pensions? Not once did they mention, how are we going to make sure that people can stay in their homes?
Hundreds of protesters have been arrested outside the convention center over the last 2 days. Demonstrations are expected to continue for the remainder of the convention, which culminates Thursday with Senator McCain's acceptance speech. Michael Bowman, VOA News, St. Paul, Minnesota.